Super Clara, A Young Girl's Story of Cancer, Bravery, and Courage by Robert Martin with Kira Ely. Illustrations by Dave Drotliff. Hi, I'm Clara. I'm super positive and super happy. If something disappoints, I smile it away. If something is wrong, I do my best to fix it. At least I did until today. Today is different. Today I need help to fix something that is wrong. Lately my head has been hurting a lot. Dr. Carl says I have a lump on my brain. He says I need to have an operation to remove it. I'm trying to be positive, but today I'm a little scared. When I wake up for the operation, there's a humongous bandage on my head. My mom squishes my hand. Don't look so worried, Mom. I'm okay. Inside, I don't feel as positive as I sound to Mom. You're right, Clara, Mom says. You are okay. Dr. Carl even said you can go back to school next week. At school, Alicia yells, Hooray! Clara's back! Steve asks, Where did your hair go? Were you sick? Asks Justin. I pull my hat down on my head and do my best to smile. I had a lump removed from my head. Dr. Carl called it cancer. What's cancer? Alicia says. Cancer is like a gang of bad guys. No one knows where they come from. But when they get into your body, they try and beat up the good guys that keep other bodies healthy, I reply. What did the cancer lump look like? Asks Justin. My camper lump looked like a ball of tiny white marshmallows smashed together with itsy-bitsy specks of yucky red chili peppers stuck to it. The tiny white marshmallows are the good guys. The red chili peppers are the bad guys, the cancer. They're very mean, and as they get bigger, they get meaner. They hurt my head a lot. Wow, we think you're super brave, says Steve. But I don't feel super brave. When I go back to see Dr. Carl, he says, Today we're going to give you medicine to make sure those bad guys don't come back. Why do I need medicine? Clara, do you know why you go to school? Dr. Carl asks. Mom says that if I study, read, and do my homework, it will make my brain stronger, I say. But what does school have to do with cancer and medicine? Well, medicine helps your brain get stronger too. That's how you keep the cancer bad guys away. How about I take the medicine for 1 week, I say. Clara, I'm afraid that just like school, you need to take the medicine for a long time to keep the bad guys away. Why me, I wonder? Why did I have to get cancer? Did I do something wrong? Mom always knows what I'm thinking. No one is sure why you have cancer, Clara, she says. But we do know that it isn't because of anything you did or thought or said. Thank goodness, I smile. But having to take medicine that long still stinks. The next time I visit Dr. Carl, he says, Clara, it's time for you to meet Mr. Ray. You'll be spending time with him for the next 6 weeks. He has a special lights to shine on your head. Their job is to chase away any bad guys that might still be hiding in there. No way, I start to say, but then I am surprised by what I see. Look, Lambie, that machine is smiling. Maybe Mr. Ray is going to be a friend. Mr. Ray's shining lights begin to dance on my head. Something good is happening. I can feel it. When the 6 weeks with Mr. Ray is over, I say, Goodbye, Mr. Ray. Thanks for helping. On my way home from the hospital, I pass a park with squirrels, birds, and chipmunks. Suddenly, I feel like I can tell how each one is feeling. The squirrel is sad, the bird is mad, and the chipmunk is scared. Just like how I felt getting my operation, taking my medicine, and seeing Mr. Ray. Maybe Mr. Ray's special lights gave me Super Clara powers. I stop and sing a little song to them, hoping they will understand what I say. Sad, mad, or scared, you don't have to be. Smile and be happy for all to see. What? Hey, guys, she did understand what we are feeling inside. There is something truly special about her. They all gather around me and start to whistle a beautiful, happy tune together. Wow, maybe I really do have Super Clara powers. The next day, Mom and I take Maggie for a walk. Uh-oh, there's Fang, the neighborhood bully. Maggie breaks away from me and starts running. Fang charges after her. What can I do? I'm scared. I'm too little. I can't stop that nasty old Fang. I know. I'll use my Super Clara power. I sing to Maggie. Small and afraid, you don't have to be. Be brave and stay strong for all to see. Maggie stops and looks Fang straight in the eyes. Woof, can I be your friend? They both wag their tails and they start playing together. Maggie is now more like me when it comes to something scary. Brave. Mom and Dad take me to the zoo. I love the sea lions. But why is Fuzzy hiding? Then I notice her whiskers are a lot shorter than the other sea lions. I wish I had lots of whiskers, too. She feels like I used to, worried about my friends, might say about my hair. I sing her a song. Self-conscious and worried, you don't have to be. Believe in yourself for all to see. Fuzzy swims out to play with the other sea lions. Fuzzy, you are so pretty. I want cool whiskers like yours. My Super Clara power tells me she feels confident, just like me. I think my hairstyle is cool now. Next, we see my favorites, the cheetahs. I like Dash the best, but today, Dash looks annoyed and his roar sounds more like a whine. The zookeeper is trying to give him some medicine. My Super Clara power tells me what Dash is thinking. I don't want to take my medicine. That's just like I used to be, whining and hiding when it was time to take my medicine. I sing a song to him. Stubborn and whining, you don't have to be. Drink up and get well for all to see. Dash gobbles up his medicine. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I finished my medicine in one try. That reminds me, I have to take mine. I've been taking my medicine for a year now. I feel great. Mom and Dad take me for a special dinner to celebrate my first year of beating the cancer bad guys. Mom, Dad, look, I shout. Dr. Carl, Maggie, Fang, Fuzzy, Dash, and even Mr. Ray are here. Hooray! Yay, that is the best surprise ever. I am so happy. We are so proud of you, Clara, they say. In 1 year, you have fought off the cancer bad guys and helped so many animal friends. You've stayed super positive and super happy. When something disappoints, you smile it away. And if something is wrong, you do your best to fix it. You truly are Super Clara. We love you big time.